worship you, Lord. We exalt your name, Lord. We hallow your name, Lord. We proclaim you as the wholesome God, as the sovereign God, as the everlasting God, as the only true God, as the Yahweh God, as the great deliverer, as the everlasting defense, the Lord Jehovah God, who is, who was, and who shall be, the man of war, the God of all glory. We worship you. We worship you. We worship you. Be exalted, Lord. Be magnified, Lord. Be lifted high. We proclaim you as a great deliverer. We extol your name and say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Mekataria porika sotoria braka shikalaba. Zinkante propoko soprikere klamakushi. Meri brondoria. Sikata la prokoshikaya. Zikata li propoko sopalaba. Mante propoko soprikere. Makazikalia. Zikalia baroko teria bakusopri. Zik propoko sotaya. We like to open your mouth. Like to open your mouth and just declare that there is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. You are great. You are great. You are great. You are great, Lord. You are great. 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 You are great, Lord. You are great, Lord. You are great. You are great. You are great. Great are you, Lord.
Great as you, Lord.
You are greater, greater than all questions. You are greater than all issues. You are greater than every challenge. You are greater than every mountain. You are greater than every valley. You are greater than every threat. You are greater than every matter. So we bow before you. And all issues must bow before you. Every knee must bow. Every tongue must confess that you are the Lord. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask that, Lord, you will prove your greatness in our lives again. Lord, you will show forth your greatness. You will show forth that you are our God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be thy name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the living Jesus. Praise the living Jesus. I want to plead with the technical, please. You bear with me. You will need to increase this volume because of my voice. Today, this is the first faith clinic of the year. And I know that the Lord is here to do us good. The Almighty God will do us good in the name of Jesus Christ. This year, a number of things have been spoken concerning the year. The mind of the Lord has been declared. And the many of us too, we have aspirations, we have dreams, we have expectations, we have what we have declared before the Lord. Like our brother gave a testimony the other time, that he presented the seven things that we requested that we should do,
at our crossover night program. And he did it, and he came, and he said, last week, one was answered. Again, this week, another one has been answered. And I know that some of us too, we have been seeing results. Your own case will not be different. I say your own case will not be different. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you will also have testimonies in the name of the Lord Jesus. This year, shouts of joy, gladness shall be flowing from us in the name of Jesus. But in the midst of all these things, there are issues that we want to deal with. When the Lord spoke, God does not just speak like man. Who will say, it was not my intention. God is not a man that it will lie. The book of Hebrews says that there are two things that God cannot do. It is impossible for God to lie. That is, if you are saying God is able to do all things, there's one thing that God cannot do, which it is very impossible for him. Even if the whole universe is going to turn upside down and crumble and be destroyed, it is impossible for God to do what? To lie. He cannot lie. He cannot. Because of the integrity of his word. If the God of the whole heavens and the whole hearts will lie, then the universe is gone. So God does not lie. And that tells us that if the Lord has spoken, then his word must come to reality in our lives. So it then means that when the Lord speaks, a demand is placed upon you and I to bring the word of God to pass in our lives. There is a demand that is placed. There is a demand. Demand is the action that we take. But that now takes us to what we want to consider this morning. Enforcing the performance of God's purpose in your life. Enforcing the performance of God's purpose in your life. It's an offshoot of where our Friday prayer meeting we had last Friday. It's an offshoot. And the Lord just, in fact, I have been preparing the program. So when the brother was leading, I said, wow. So this is what the Lord was leading us to do again here. I said, great. So we continue, no problem. To God be the glory. So, irrespective of what has your experience in life, what you have experienced in the previous years, irrespective of what your predecessors, whether your brother, your aunt, your uncle, your mother, your father, irrespective of what they have experienced before, you know, that does not disturb God's working with you. If they have had bad experiences in life, if things in their life have been difficult and hard, if issues in their life have been terrible, if they have stories of agonies, That does not mean that you also will follow the same trend. That is one principle I want you to establish, to establish with you. Because it is left for you to decide to say, this, even though my predecessor, even though people who read this course, even though people who went through part one or part two, or people who had this course last semester, said nobody had B plus throughout last semester. Even though they now said every year something happened in your life or your family. It is those people who permitted this. They allowed it to happen. And that is why it happened with them. But when you come to God, you can change things. So every history of your life shall be changed in the name of Jesus Christ. It shall be changed in the name of Jesus. When you look at the book of First Chronicles chapter 2. The book of First Chronicles chapter 2. The Bible tells us, the genealogies of event, the genealogies of lives and so many lives, mentioning so many lives. But it got to a point where the scriptures now begins to bring out some things in that place. First Chronicles, look at it. First Chronicles chapter 2. Okay, thank you. I want to work with my Bible. I've been disappointed several times with. So, I want to. So, and by the time you are studying the book of the Chronicles, chapter 1, chapter 2, you will see a lot of names being mentioned. But when it gets to verses 30, you will hear something. Verse 30, 32, and 34. Events just dramatically change. And what happened? And the sons of Nadab, because of the prayer time, but I want us to establish some things. And the sons of Nadab, Zeled, and Epim. But Zeled died without children. That was the first instance in the scripture. First instance. And you look at it, wow. Oh. All the while, from the beginning, as the scripture was going through, chapter 1, mentioning lives, how this one begat this. But when it got to chapter 2, was verses 1 to running through to 25, and to 28, when it got to 29, he now said, the story has to change. The story of your life will change for good. In the name of Jesus, it will change for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And the scripture tells us something. And it says, and the sons of Nadab and Ephraim, but But Seled died without children. Now look at that 32 or thereabouts. And the sons of Jada, the brother of Shammai, Jether and Jonathan, and Jether. And Jether died without what? Without children. The story again happened. Then the third time, the story again, the another story came in, the same story. And what happened? What happened was that there was a seed of corruption that was thrown into that lineage of, the lineage was going smoothly, but somehow there was a pollution, something happened that introduced a corrupt seed into that lineage. And then things begin to happen. May every seed of corruption that has been introduced into your lineage, may it be destroyed in the name of Jesus. But the story, you will wonder why the story, why the thing jumped some lives, because those lives align themselves to God's purpose. And that is why today I will be calling upon you to align yourself with God's purpose. Because I don't know that seed of corruption that has been sown into your lineage. But if you align your life to God's purpose and work with Him, that seed will be dormant or be destroyed. If you are able, it depends on the level of your walk with God. Because you look at it, it jumps. And again, if you study that book, study that genealogy, you will see that the thing rose up again in another lineage. That same lineage after some. Just because some people deviated from the Lord. So when we are saying, put yourself in God's alignment, let God align yourself to God's will, you are saying, look, I want to, be disconnected from all that has been flowing into my life before, into my lineage before. And so today, all those things that have been flowing to your life, the Lord is going to bring them out and destroy them in Jesus' name. You enforce the performance of God's purpose. And when you want to enforce the performance of God's purpose, you must know that the word of God must be established. And I put here, and I said, look, you are not permitted to fail with other people. You are not permitted to, to suffer what others are going through. You are not. The demand is placed on you to get yourself out of the trouble that have been flowing, that are moving all around you. Already, within the few days that we have spent spent this year, a lot of lives have been wounded. Am I right? A lot of lives have been wounded. A lot of lives, have been overthrown. The enemy is there, working 24 hours. And it's only those who will say and confront him and say, no, you are not permitted. I can't go through it. I can't stand with it. I can't work with it. This thing cannot prosper. No. It is those who are able to resist that we escape. When the scripture tells us in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 51, let's quickly read it. Jeremiah chapter 51. I'm going to read a verse there. I'm reading verses 34. Okay, I'm going to read verse 33. 33 to 35 or 34, just two verses first. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, the daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. And hear this, oh. It is time to do what? It is time to do what? It is time to thresh her. You are yet to catch the revelation. The daughter of Babylon is like a threshing floor. You know, everyone at the panic, anyone, I'm a temoleni. But the scripture says, Otoge, it is enough. You that is fresh, it is time to do what? To thresh you. The daughter of Babylon, it is time to thresh. In other words, it is time for me to rise and take possession of all that belongs to me and all that the Lord has given to me. That I will no longer be a victim of situations. I will no longer be a victim of sympathizing, for people to sympathize with. I will no longer be a victim that people will be saying sorry to. This year, nobody will sympathize with you. I told you we shout amen. Nobody will say sorry to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. The scripture says, the daughter of Babylon, his activity is to thresh. And you know what threshing means? Beat down, break down, crush down, paralyze, frustrate, tear up, tear down. That is all that the daughter of Babylon does. And he has not relented his work. But the scripture says, got a point and said, no, you can no longer thresh. This year, I can't permit you to thresh again. And I'm going to put a full stop. I'm now taking over. You must take over now and thresh your treasure. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Now look at 34. Look at 34. That's why I said that. Let me go to my Bible. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, has devoured me. Look at it. That is the work of treasure. He has devoured me. He has crushed me. He has made me an empty vessel. He has swallowed me up like a dragon. He has filled his belly with my delicacies. He has cast me out. That is the work of the treasure. It's only 34, please. So, when you consider the treasure, it says, look, it devour. That is what, you know, this scripture tells us exactly the goal or the assignment of the devil, which is Nebuchadnezzar. To devour, you know, to crush, No.
And to make empty and swallow off. And then all that are your delicacies, your blessings, to mess them up. But today you are going to trash them. You are going to trash the king of Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar. You know, the scripture tells us about this king, which is the devil himself. You know, in chapter 50 tells us that he is the hammer of the heart. You can look at it. Hammer of the heart. If I can still remember. Yeah. 50 verse 23. Nebuchadnezzar was considered to be the hammer of the heart. You know, that he is the one that beats and hammer things in life. That is the devil. But no matter the strength and his power, no matter the divine power, no matter the crushing power, it shall be destroyed by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When we look at lives, we see that a lot of lives have been devoured. A number of lives have been crushed. A number of lives have been made empty. A number of lives have been swallowed. A number of lives have found their delicacies, their blessings, eaten up by this same Nebuchadnezzar. But thanks be to God, the God who is able to devour the devourer, to trash the treasure, to destroy the counsel of the wicked. And that is where we are coming now. No matter what the enemy has done, and I want to say, no matter what the enemy has done, this year, your story must change. Your story must change. And that is why you will need to enforce the word of God into your life. And you must make sure that that word is fulfilled. It is your responsibility. And that can only be done by a true encounter with the Lord. A life of encounter. Encounter. Because there are forces, discouragements, wasters, you know, that are all around in the year, who want to frustrate you, who want to weaken you, and work against what God designed for your life. But the power that can only help to destroy this power is the power of the Lord. When there are forces that are against your dreams, that are against your purpose, that are against the agenda of God's purpose for your life, it is only God's power, encounter, that can break loose and grant you access to your dreams and aspirations. And today, you will have that encounter in Jesus' name. You will have that encounter in the name of Jesus. That encounter, you are talking of encounter in the place of the word of God. Where you sit with the word of God, and the word enters into your spirit to liberate and break chains in your life, and set your spirit free from the shackle that have, you know, imprisoned your destiny. And I pray that each one of us, we will have a new life. That, you know, everything that God has spoken concerning us will come to reality in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You will not have a better yesterday. You will not have a better last year. In the name of the Lord Jesus.
The only thing is to have a commit, to have an encounter with the power of God. Encounter with his word. When a man sits with the word of the Lord, that the word sinks into his spirit being. The word sinks into his mind, into his heart. He begins to meditate in the night, in the morning, every setting. There are things that automatically set themselves out and get out of you. Many a times, some of us, we have experienced it several times. You see, if somebody will say, as I was meditating on the word, as I was meditating upon the word, as I sit upon the word, and I was just meditating, something just rose within me, and something left me, and departed somehow, and Orimiko Wuoni, and the thing left, bow. And I check my body, and I discover that the pain at my back, the pain in my leg has left. That is the power of encounter. That is the power of encounter. Some of us, we must come to this level of having encounter with God's power. It's not just reading for reading's sake. Some of us, we take the word of God. Well, just because I don't want Pastor, I don't want Brother Kurakule to ask me, what did I read in my Bible today? Well, let me just quickly read. If I meet him, he will ask me. You are undoing yourself. All that you need, if you are looking for divine encounter, stay in the power of the word of God. Dwell there. Bible says the word that speaks their life and what? Spirit. He sent his word, and his word does what? Healed them. And did what? Deliver them. From what? From their destruction. The word deliver from destruction. And that is one thing. When it comes to the meditation, I mean the Bible study too. That is why you know, when they say come to the Bible study, it is for your interest. As the word is being shared, and your spirit is connected to the word, there is a walking in your life. There's a walking going on. That is what the power of encounter does. May you get that power today in the name of Jesus Christ. Of course, when you are talking of this power of encounter, you are talking of the power, even when you are praying, you are in his presence, and when you are praying, you are rubbing your life with the glory of the Lord. You are rubbing. And tell me, what can stay when the glory of the Lord rubs upon the life of a man? Tell me, the mountains that will stay when the glory of the Lord rubs upon any evil. Where is the evil that will stand? As you stay in God's presence, the glory of the Lord is rubbed over you, and things begin to come out. Those things that the Lord wants to thresh, he thresh them, he tears them, he shed them away, and those things are then set free in your life. And so the power of possibilities, the power of God's possibilities. You wonder why some people experience God's power. Why some people experience the possibility of God. Why some people, things are hard working for them. Go and search. Go and know. the secret. There are secrets. The secret of encounter, that where you walk, and then by the time you are walking with God, and His glory is rubbing upon you, you see that even if doors are closed against every other person, and they are saying there is no way. They said no, they are not going to give anybody. But immediately you get there, it will do what? It will open. By the reason of what? Because you are carrying God's glory that has been rubbed upon you by the reason of encounter. May your life be transformed this year in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. May this year be a year that you will never forget about the encounter the Lord we have with you in the name of the Lord Jesus. May your story change in the name of the Lord Jesus. May you not be a victim of situation in the name of Jesus Christ. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. If we are able to get this done today, all that we need is just a small prayer. The next 5 minutes, things will be done. All that brings miracle is power of encounter. All that brings solution is power of encounter. All that brings possibility is power of encounter. But where the power of encounter is absent, you can stay there for the next 3 hours. Nothing will happen. And that power can be invited into our lives in order for us to enjoy God maximally this year. May the Lord be gracious unto us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I will just mention five things now. I mentioned them, and I will then begin to pray. As you demand for change in your life, in your situation this year, as you demand that there will be a total revolution, a total change of position, a shift in your life and a lifting, this morning, the power of God's possibility will visit you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But it takes commitment. Commitment. Commitment, that is, you are totally out for God. Totally out for God. My brother, my sister, you are not totally out for the church, but for God. Wherever, whether you are finding yourself, you find yourself in the church, you find yourself outside, you are totally out for God. You see, God will be totally out for you in everything. Even your exams, everything. Everything will be His. Be totally out for God, so that He can entrust. When you are totally out for God, He will entrust, you know, kingdom resources, kingdom values, kingdom blessings. When you are out for God, He will entrust them into your hand. There are many of us, we enjoy so many blessings and so many favor. You enjoy it, you enjoy diverse things. Many times I always say that I'm not qualified for many things I've received. But I know it has been divine favor and grace everywhere. You are totally out for Him, and God will be totally out for you. He will entrust His kingdom resources. The second thing is, you also this year need to be pressing in
Press into your blessing. Press into your miracle. No, no, don't be discouraged. Move. Press. Press. The woman in book of Luke chapter 18 had reasons to get discouraged. Having told the Lord, avenge me of my enemy. Avenge me of my enemy. The scripture says, after he had said all this and pleaded, and the king was saying, look, don't trouble me. Don't trouble me, this woman. Don't trouble me. Enough. I'll wait for you. The same thing happened to the woman of issues of blood. There were so many discouragements. But a press on. A press on. She pressed on, rather. She pressed on. And the scripture tells us and said, if that woman pressed on, and the king said, because I don't want you to weary me, I'm going to avenge you. How much more the God of heaven and the whole earth? God of all possibilities. Is there anything too hard for him? Have you written yourself out of that it is not possible? Don't listen and obey or believe the devil. It's a lie. Tell the devil it's a lie. God that we serve is a God of all possibilities. And things will change in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The things will change in your life in the name of Jesus. The next thing that I mentioned is issue of supplication. 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 The moment that you get to taking the time to supplicate in God's presence, where you can get his power rub over your life. His power can rub upon your situation. His power can rub over your condition. His power can rub upon your sickness and it will leave. It can rub over your intellect and you see that your understanding is brightened. It's rubbed upon you and every shady things, every form of shadow of darkness is removed because God's glory is rubbing upon you. And the next one is revelation. Revelation. That you need insights to issues in your life. There are times that solutions to our issues are just right beside us. But sometimes, because the enemy has blindfolded us, we are unable to see. And the solution is just right here. There are many of us here, we have been presenting matters before the Lord every time. And whereas the Lord may be telling you this is the solution, but somewhere along the line, you are missing it. But today, you will get it. I think you will get it in the name of Jesus Christ. And the last one is your sensitivity. Sensitivity. Being sensitive. Being sensitive. Being alert in the spirit. To some of us again, some of us, we do some things in an awkward way. We come to the church, even when worship has finished, and we drag our feet, and we need mercy from the Lord. Some of us, there is no zeal of God in our lives. All these things, they are what you call it, they are catalysts for God's miracle and God's power to work in our lives. And when we are out of this, no matter how many millions of pastors that lay their hands upon you, you may remain the same. Because you are yet to obey divine instruction, divine rules of heaven, that we attract the power of God into your life. This morning, we are going to enforce the word of God into our lives. And as we are going to do this, the Lord is going to intervene. Would you like to rise on your feet with me? You are here this morning now. You're going to make yourself available to the Lord. First and foremost, you will tell the Lord and say, Heavenly Father, open your mouth and pray. Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe you. You are not a liar. Lord, concerning my life, I come before your presence. All that you have spoken this year, all that you have said this year, I believe you. I believe you. And all the plans and my desire, I know your power is able to do them. In the name of Jesus, this morning, Lord, I release myself into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ, and I pray that you will help me to align my life to your purpose. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I align myself to your purpose now. In the name of Jesus, I align myself to your purpose. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I align my life to your will. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that we align our lives with your purpose this day. In the name of Jesus, help us, Father. Help us, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. We'd like to say with me, Heavenly Father, thank you because your power is available to accomplish all things for my life this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I receive the strength to have an encounter with you and to rob my life with your nature. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, oh Father, walk upon me. In the name of Jesus, walk upon me to have a true encounter with you, and I will develop the nature of God, the nature of success, the nature of victory, the nature of breakthrough, the nature of blessing. In the name of Jesus, mashata yaka yekata bayaka prakata jeposika la baria koteria kasekata. I hope you are praying. If you understand, this is a destiny prayer. If you understand the scope of this prayer, you will pray with all your heart. You will pray with everything you have. You will pray that the Lord will take you to a place of encounter, a place of encounter, and the beauty of the Lord, the glory of the Lord, the nature of God will be rubbed upon you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me tell you something. If the Lord is on your side, no man can deny you of anything. And that is what we are trying to bring forth. This year, the extent you will go depends on you. It depends on you, not on God. But that is, depends on the way you walk with Him. You have an encounter with Him. The level of victory you will experience, no, depends on you. And you are going to cry unto the Lord today. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. When you have the nature of God, when you have an encounter and the nature of God rubs upon your body over your life, men will say, even when they are locking the gate, they have locked it, they will come and open it for you.
Way, because nature of God, nobody can. The Bible said, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Who can stand against God's nature? Eh? Failure cannot stand before you. Failure cannot stand. Eh? Failure, it is not possible, because you have the nature of God who cannot fail. God's nature is in you. And that is why you need to rub yourself with God's nature. And you must declare, and you're going to pray with me, Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, as I have an encounter with you every moment, every debt, every rubbish in my life, every uncleanliness, every form of failure, every form of contamination, every form of impurity, every form of sickness, every form of diseases, every form of affliction in my life, they must be consumed by the true nature of God that will be rubbed upon my life now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let everything that God has not created find their way out. Everything that is preventing the expression of God in my life, as I rub my life with the nature, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let everything give way in the name of Jesus. True nature of the Lord, true encounter. In the name of the Lord Jesus, there must be a way out. Things will change. The situation in your life must change. In the name of the Lord Jesus, yes, yes, right now, failure must be turned to success. Loss must be turned to gain. Fruitfulness must come. Joy must come. Miracles must happen to your life because of the true nature of the Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, every form of infirmity must disappear. All yokes must break by the power of the nature of God. All sickness must leave. Every affliction must be released. They must get themselves out. All chains must break. Prison gate must open. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, life must be transformed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We are now revisiting Jeremiah chapter 51. Please, our brethren upstairs there. Jeremiah 51, are you there? We are looking. We are taking 51st, take 51st. 50 says, how is the armor of the old heart cut asunder and broken? You are making a declaration. 50 verse 23. How is the armor of the old heart cut in asunder and broken? You are going to declare it. And, you know, you are taking possession of the devil now. How is Babylon become a desolation among the nations? Then as you hold it with that word, then you go to verse 33 of chapter 51. 33, verse, I mean chapter 51. The daughter, the Lord God says, the Lord of hosts, you are going to proclaim and make a lamentation about the daughter of Babylon over your life. You're going to make a declaration and say, you daughter of Babylon in my life,
You are like a threshing floor. You are like a threshing floor. But today it is time to thresh over you. Today I thresh over you. In the name of Jesus. Now it is now left for you. I'm going to allow you to thresh. If you really want to thresh, you will thresh. You have just a few minutes to thresh. You know what threshing means. Is that how to thresh? You will thresh. You know what he has done for you in last year. You know what he did to you. You know the extent you went, if not for God's mercy, if not for God's grace. The scripture says it is time to thresh. Thresher! Open your mouth and thresh! Thresh the daughters of Babylon! Thresh, 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 thresh. It is time. It is time to thresh you, O daughter of Babylon. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those who have been thrashing my life since the beginning of the time I was born, today, yes, power changes. Power has changed. Power has changed. Power has changed. And it is time to thrash. I thrash. I thrash. We are thrashing. Thrash upon affliction. Thrash upon barrenness. Thrash about trash upon lack, trash, trash upon lack, struggle. You are trashing upon every spirit of struggle. You are trashing upon every spirit of failure. You are trashing upon the spirit of lack. You are trashing, you are trashing. Oh, delay. Trash upon spirit of delay. Trash over the spirit of delay. And every judgment and vengeance that is hovering over your life, trash upon them. Trash upon them. Trash upon them. Every working of the devil that the enemy has been trying to accomplish in your life, trash upon them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I trash. I trash. Tear down. Destroy. Hear the word of God. Says the daughter of Babylon, the daughter of Babylon, you are like a threshing floor, but it is time to thresh upon you. God's judgment is executed upon you today, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we are praying. And finally, all is intention. Intention, verse 30, 34. Which did verse 34 describe for us? To devour, to crush, to make empty, to swallow, to eat your delicates. All your delicacies, all the blessings, you are turning back. You are devouring because the Lion of Judah is with you. You're going to devour the devourer now. Today you are out of devourer. You are out from the mouth of the one who I want to swallow you. You are not going to be crushed this year. You are not going to be crushed by any situation. You are not going to be crushed by any condition. You are not going to be crushed by any finances. You are not going to be crushed by any affliction. You are not going to be swallowed up by any dragon. You are not going to be swallowed up in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You shall not. You shall not. Lay your hand right hand upon your head and begin to pray. Pray that prayer. Pray that prayer. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. By the power of the Lord Jehovah God, I shall not be crushed. I shall not be crushed. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No devour. No more devouring. No more. No more. No more. It's not going to be. I'm not going to be devoured. I'm not going to be devoured this year. I'm not going to be crushed. I'm not going to be empty. My life will not be empty this year. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I shall not be swallowed up. I shall not be swallowed up. I will not. I will not. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I shall not be swallowed up. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, no more.
more, no more casting out in the name of Jesus. No more casting out. My delicacies shall not be eaten in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy will not eat my blessing in the name of Jesus. You, King of Babylon, the Bible says you have made yourself a hammer of the heart. Today, the Lord destroy your work and destroy your armor in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the armor will not eat anyone in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says you have been devouring, but in the name of the Lord Jesus, over these lives in this assembly and all our loved ones that are not here and all our people, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, none of them will be devoured. The Bible says you are ours to crush. You cannot crush. We escape from every crushing in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says you also empty life by the name of the Lord Jesus. No life will be empty. We shall not be empty in the name of Jesus. This life will carry glory. Beauty of the Lord in the name of Jesus. There will be fruitfulness. Yes, Lord. Everyone that is empty, receive life. Receive life. Everyone that is empty, receive life. Receive life. Every destiny that is empty, receive life. Receive life. In the name of Jesus, receive life. Every destiny that the enemy has stolen, receive life. In the name of Jesus, every life that has been swallowed up, in the name of the Lord Jesus, every destiny that has been swallowed up in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh yes, recover in the name of Jesus. And whosoever that is in the belly of the dragon, in the name of the Lord Jesus, whosoever that is in the belly of the dragon, by the power of the living God, come out of the dragon now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come out. All the blessings, all your destiny that have been brought in the womb, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all the dragon, we command, come out. All the children that have been put in the children in the womb, all the dragon, come out. In the name of Jesus, everything that the enemy has stolen, come out. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes, all the delicacies. Oh my shaka yakadaba, mama kaya baba, sekata yaba. Let them come out. Let them come forth. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all praises. We worship you. Begin to worship the Lord and bless the name of the Lord. Give him praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. You like to sing a new song? Sing a new song and thank him. Lift up your right hand before the Lord and worship and bless him. Thank him. Thank you for all he has done. Thank him. Say thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you and exalt you. We give you thanks and praise. We say thank you, Holy Spirit. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful. We are grateful, Lord. We give you praise. We thank you. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Thank you, Father, because you will do more than what we have asked. Thank you because your zeal has set us free. Your power has liberated us. Thank you because every word that you have spoken shall be accomplished. By the name of the Lord Jesus, this year will be a year of wonders indeed. Many, Lord, will see us and they will come and ask, where is our God? They want to know our God because they will see your works in our lives. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. For in Jesus' name we have prayed.